Now, I made a decision during the past week that it would be nice to reconnect with people who I've interviewed earlier in the year. And I suppose one of the, I suppose the most heart-rending interviews that I've ever had to do was with somebody, the founder of Lachine's House. Now, Lachine's House is based in West Cork. They're in Skibbereen. But Noreen herself is from Kilkeel near Bantry, and she came on and she shared her story, and that was back in February. And I wanted to catch up with Noreen again to see how Lachine's House are doing, and maybe some, tips or a piece of advice for people as we move into Christmas, which can be, a very emotional time and a trying time for some people. And I'm delighted that Noreen is on the line to talk to me again. Noreen, good evening.
Good evening, Dara.
And you're very welcome to the show. It's hard to believe that it's been like 10 months since we last spoke.
I know. I don't know where the time has gone, but I couldn't believe it actually until I just heard you say February there.
Yeah, they say time flies when you're having fun, but I suppose, in the work that you're doing down there, there has to be a little bit of fun. You need to be a little bit lighthearted as well, but I just wanted to catch up with you, since February. How are things going for Lachine's House? I mean, how is all the work doing and fundraising and all the rest?
Well, I mean, it's going well. We're very busy. Our panel of councillors we have throughout Cork are very busy. We were launching our QPR, which is a Ask a Question, Save a Life campaign, and we've delivered that to many organisations and groups since February. We've delivered it in Cork City, we've delivered it in West Cork and North Cork, actually we've delivered it in Tralee, and it's like CPR, it's a QPR, it's a simple process that anyone can be trained to use to help to save a life of a person in crisis. So that really has taken off and it's been really busy, and we've had such positive feedback because we actually allow people to give us feedback afterwards, which is important for us to actually improve on what we do as well and on our delivery. And it has been really, really rewarding, and it's really been very, very positive, and people have been so delighted, and they felt after a night's training that they said it was the best training they ever received, and we've had such a positive response. And that's really what keeps us going, is that when we see that at the end of a night a parent or somebody has come up to us and said, look, we've been struggling here for so long with a family member, and thank you for taking the time and for giving us this information. And it's just that they feel that they're not alone, because obviously other people in the group might be having the same experience, and they'll find out through the night's discussion that they are not alone, which is very important for people, because dealing with someone with a mental health issue, if it's not yourself, can be a very lonely and isolating place for people. And they do struggle themselves to cope, as well as the person who is sick. So, it's great that they've come back to us with such positive feedback.
Yeah, I remember when I spoke to you last, when I saw QPR was on the brief, I thought for a minute we were going to be talking about Queen's Park Rangers Football Club, but obviously that wasn't the case. It was question, persuade and refer.
Yes.
And I get that from what you're saying, and I've been following you a lot on Facebook as well. But when people come back with feedback, that's absolutely incredible, and it's very positive for you guys as well, that if something is working, we won't fix that, but if something needs to change, you can do that as well, because as we know, mental health by its very term is such a complicated thing that what works for one person may not work for the other, so the feedback is hugely productive for you.
Exactly. And, we get tired as well, and, we can get demotivated at times. But then when you get this feedback, it just gives us such great satisfaction that we just want to keep going, and we just keep plodding along, to help as much people as what we can. And since we spoke last, we've actually launched a phone a friend, which is tackling particularly was started in rural Ireland. Tackling loneliness and how people feel isolated, and it was launched with initiative by us, promoting well-being in the community, and it's supported by An Garda Síochána. I was actually up in County Clare a few weeks ago giving a talk for Garda del Bosc, tackling the issue of isolation and what even the Gardaí are dealing with in their localities, that people are feeling very lonely and very isolating. So we launched this Phone a Friend, and it is doing extremely well. It's manned by volunteers, and it's if anyone wants to receive a call on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, that they just sign up to our service, and we're there at the other end of the line. And it's a free weekly phone call service to anyone who's feeling lonely, isolated or vulnerable. And it's just to check in with somebody and, to know that there is somebody there to talk to. So that's another thing that Lisheen's House, service that Lisheen's House have taken on. And it's proving to be something that's needed, and it's proving to be something that's also been very successful.
I think actually that's an ingenious thing to do, because, whether you're in rural society or even in urban society, you can feel isolated,
yep.
Particularly if you're an older person living alone. I'll just give out the number now. If people wish to sign up for that right now, there is a number to call, which is 028-51950. I'll read it out again later on. But, phone a friend. I think of my own mother, Noreen. She's 84 now. I do live with her. But I know some time ago she had a fall, and luckily I was at home. Now, there are alert lines that you can get in. But for somebody who is living alone, to get even a phone call sometime in the week just to say, how are you getting on? What's going on? What would you like? That's so invaluable, and that really feeds in to promoting good mental health.
It is, yes, because even actually one of the people who are, is engaged in our Phone a Friend, they actually so look forward to it that one person, that volunteer has told me that she actually puts on her makeup before she makes the call, because it's such an important event in her week. She's not going to be seen they're not visibly going to be seen by somebody on the other side of the phone, but this is what some people, this particular person has to look forward to, and it's a great, she uses it as sort of a social event, And
well, now, Noreen, it's like myself on radio. Now, I don't put on the makeup, I have to be honest, but I always said I have a face for radio. I do get dressed up coming in here just in case people can see.
Yeah, I know. But this will tell you how vital a service it is and what it means to people. And this is what Lisheen's House is all about. It's about people in the community, and it's like about connecting with people in the community, and that everybody has a voice and everybody will be heard, and that's what we're about.
Now, Noreen, we're into that time of year, Christmas, and I'll talk to you in a little while about fundraising and whatever things that are going on, but I am acutely aware that whilst it's a joyous occasion for a lot of people, for a lot of other people, it'll be a very lonely time. It will be a very difficult time with pressures, financial burdens and all the rest. Are we going to be able to provide what we need to provide? So I'm kind of wondering, is that something that you're going to be encountering over the Christmas period? People will give a call to 023-888-48 to say, I'm in a bad place. I need to talk to someone.
Oh, yes, that will most certainly happen. It has happened in the past. Christmas is a time of celebration for family, and particularly for young kids. But obviously it brings its pressures on financially for people as well, trying to provide all this. The meaning of Christmas really was to celebrate the birth of Christ, it's a time where family should get together. And obviously in the ideal world, it shouldn't be about having money. But this is what it has become, really. That people are under huge financial pressure, even socially with their family, and they feel that they're under so much pressure before the day comes that they're about to burst and their own mental health begins to suffer. But Christmas can be a very lonely time for people as well, because people could have suffered a loss. There's relationship problems. The best thing is, a lot of people are going to struggle at Christmas, and we're automatically all supposed to be happy. But, that's not the case for many people. And your mental health doesn't stop at Christmas. I suppose we have to take stock. And, if you don't feel that you're able to do and meet expectations, and just sit down and explain it and just say that we're all going to have a great time at Christmas. We're all going to be, if you can be together, it's going to be great. and do things with each other, like go for a walk, you know, watch a movie. And, you know, don't have, you know, have the courage to get through Christmas Day. And if you need to cry, cry. You know, it's only 24 hours. You're going to survive it. And be honest with yourself and with your immediate family. And don't be ashamed to take 5 minutes out for yourself, you know. I mean, it is a stressful time. We all feel under pressure. You know, I don't know how many people have said to me, even coming up the start of November at work, oh God, you know, in 5 weeks' time, it's going to be Christmas Day. Oh my God, how am I going to cope with the pressure of leading up to Christmas? And, you know, to me, Christmas is a time where I can sit down and relax. And obviously, because anyone who's working, they look forward to having the break. But it's not about spending money, or it's not about, like, you know, providing the biggest, best present we can, or, you know, we have to be realistic about what we can do. And it's about spending quality time with your family and friends. And if people that don't have family, you know, there is people that may have lost a partner, may have lost a child, you know, either through debt, or maybe they're immigrated, they don't see their grandchildren, they're not able to come back for Christmas. So maybe, doing one act of, you know, simply asking them, would they like to call for a cup of tea? You know, just a simple thing, just call into them for 5 minutes, take that time out, a simple act of kindness, and it can make you feel so much better about yourself as well. Because not everybody is going to be in a good place at Christmas, and particularly on Christmas Day. But, you know, take the time out to maybe visit a person who you know who has lost somebody, who you know that their family is away. And, you know, it's just showing empathy to other people, really, on that particular day. But as I say, people do struggle on Christmas Day. Life isn't perfect for everybody, and it's not going to be. And it's not going to be perfect on Christmas Day. But just, you know, it's not all about, you know, happy, clappy celebrations, you know. And take time to mind your mental health as well. Go for a walk. Go out in the fresh air, pat your dog, sit and cuddle your dog if you have a dog, because pets are great, you know. And, you know, phone a friend to talk to. But, you know, just don't have so much expectations about Christmas Day, this big build-up, because the amount of people that have said to me, oh, are you ready for Christmas? Have you all your Christmas presents bought? I don't know, like, I mean, you know, presents. You know, how many presents do a person want? You know what I mean? It's all about being together, I think, and just sitting down and relaxing and being in each other's company, I think, is the most important thing.
You know, Noreen, that's such a powerful, powerful message. And I let you talk there without interrupting, because you, to me, are living proof that even in the midst of terrible tragedy, which you suffered in 2007, that, you know, You can show to people that you can get through tomorrow. You can get through Christmas Day. And I'm also conscious, Noreen, you know, you're a charity down there providing great, great services. You obviously need support. So I presume there are a few fundraising events coming up between now and the arrival of the man in the big red suit.
Oh, yes, we're constantly fundraising. I mean, Lisheen's House is totally dependent on the generosity of the Irish people. I mean, they are fantastic. I mean, you couldn't get a more generous group of people, I think, if you travel the world. I mean, they're absolutely fantastic everywhere I go. I mean, we're fundraising constantly because we're totally dependent on fundraising from the people. We do not get any state funding, so we're constantly on our feet fundraising. And we're actually carol singing this weekend in Mahon Point, and we're carol singing in Blackpool on Mahon Point on Saturday, Blackpool on Sunday. Actually, if anyone can sing, we'd appreciate it, because I actually have no one to sing for me on both of those occasions because I've been so busy. And I just, yeah, choirs are under so much pressure and they can only spread themselves so thin. But if there's anyone there that can sing a few Christmas songs and have an amplifier that would like to come along, give me a ring.
Hang on a minute now. Hold on a while there now. What time on Saturday in Mahon Point?
Saturday is 2:30 to 5.
Okay.
And Sunday is 2:30 to 5. I have a few people to collect for me, but due to certain things that's going on at the moment, I'm just a bit tied up and I haven't really, you know, choirs, they commit, some of them drop out. I mean, unfortunately, everybody's spread thin. So if anyone can give me a handout on Saturday and Sunday, I'd be delighted. It doesn't have to be a big, big choir. It can be a one-man band. I don't mind.
Well, Noreen, today is your lucky day.
Reindeer.
Today is your lucky day.
Yes.
Because I was planning on doing some carol singing of my own because I haven't been doing any concerts of late. So I'll tell you what I'll do. On this Saturday at 2:30, I'll bring my amplifier, I'll bring my backing tracks, I'll bring myself, and we'll sing for a couple of hours and try and raise some money for Lachine's house. I told you before that I'd get involved, and this'll be great.
Oh, I can't believe that. That's amazing.
Well, you see, these things, random acts of kindness, that's what you're talking about. And that's what Christmas is about. And you're quite right, Noreen. The message you mentioned earlier, people have forgotten what the real meaning of Christmas. It's supposed to be about the birth of Christ. But even more than that, it's about looking out for your neighbour and helping people when you can. And I'd be delighted to come along on Saturday afternoon and we'll create a bit of an atmosphere. And, you know, we'll sing some of the songs they don't want us to sing, but we'll sing them anyway.
Thank you. And I also have one thing I must mention. This girl, Grace Santry, she's actually from Clonakilty. She does a fundraiser for the last 2 years for us in her equestrian centre, Tullinaski Equestrian Centre. And she has raised thousands of euros for Lachine's house over the last 2 years. Unfortunately, Grace lost her own brother to suicide. But, I mean, we are going to be helping her to advertise her this event that she does for 2 days on the 5th and 6th of January for us. We're going to have an iDonate page on our website, and I'm going to put it on our Facebook page and Twitter. So, you know, it's just if anyone can support Grace with this, I mean, it would be amazing. So that's another big event we have coming up on the 5th and 6th. Now, she puts huge effort into this fundraiser because it involves horses and horse riding show and stuff. It's an amazing event, and I just, you know, want to, if anyone, you know, they can look us up on our website, www.lachineshouse.ie. I haven't got the iDonate page set up as yet, but I will be doing it over the next day or so. So, like, you know, it's just that, I mean, it's people like Grace, really, that have, you know, they have lost themselves, so they know. And, I mean, for her to go, you know, she's running a business, and to put this effort into these 2 days at Christmas, you know, just after Christmas, it's fantastic. So, I mean, you know, it's people like Grace and people like the people that give to us that really keep me motivated, because, like, we all have problems. I mean, I have problems of my own, but I mean, it's when I get such positive feedback and kindness from other people, it really keeps me, it gives me such pleasure when I see that I've helped somebody to get through a bad patch, that, you know, it keeps me going, and it keeps all of us at Lachine's house motivated. And anyone that's travelling around West Cork, I mean, they can come in and visit our centre at Island Street in Skibbereen by the office of Southern Star, because it is actually an absolutely beautiful centre. We have a music library in it, and we are now opening a book library called The Nook. And it's a place where that should be in every town in Ireland, not just in West Cork. There should be a Lachine's House Centre in every town in Ireland. And anyone who's travelling in the summer or any time of the year, they're more than welcome to drop into Lachine's House and see what's there for themselves and what they're giving their money to. And it's like people power to help people in their own community. And I must thank the people of Youghal, because I had a flag day in Youghal after being on your radio station, and they were absolutely more than generous and so helpful to us on the day. And we got in to collect at the Tesco and all the super value, etc. And they were fantastic to us on the day. So I want to thank the people of Youghal as well for supporting us, because that's what it is. We cannot do what we do without the people. And
well, Noreen, I'm going to cut across you now, because I've only 30 seconds to go to the news.
Sorry.
No, you're great. Listen, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on, and we had a great chat. And thank you for sharing your story earlier in the year, and, you know, for backing that up again now. And look, I'll be there on Saturday with bells on, 2:30, Mahon Point. They're again over in Blackpool Shopping Centre on Sunday at 2:30. And for anybody who wants to get in touch with Lachine's house, the helpline number is 023-888-888, or go on to the website, which is lachineshouse.ie. Listen, Noreen, I want to wish you all a very happy and a blessed Christmas and continued good success in the new year. And I'll be seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Dara. And the same to you. A happy Christmas and New Year to you and all your listeners. And thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. We'll catch up soon, Noreen. Take care.
Thanks a million, Dara.
All the best to you. Bye-bye. And there we had Noreen Murphy from Lachine's House. Absolutely great woman. I know I'm after running over time, but sure, what about it?